Just after dark on the 15th of January, Dan Magone and his brother Dave were navigating their boat through Naga Pass near Beaver Inlet on Unalaska Island, and they encountered a few small groups of crested auklets. And then the groups got larger.
Some big bunches of them started slamming into the boat, first from dead ahead, and then from the side, and then from even coming at an angle from the stern. So we thought maybe the big sodium lights were attracting them, so we shut the sodium lights off right away. And they started just getting thicker and thicker, and was just covering everything you could see outside was birds, and they were all still slamming into the boat.
The flock of small black seabirds sounded like 50-knot winds blowing past the boat. Thousands of them coated the ship within minutes. Magone ran to the deck of the boat to turn off as many lights as possible.
And I opened the door, and it's just swarming birds out on the deck. So they were just in the air. They were hopping all over the deck, like a foot deep on the deck. So to step outside, you had to wiggle your foot to get it onto the deck, and then you had to shuffle, otherwise you'd be stepping on birds. And so I had to. So the first thing that happened was David had reminded me to shut the access hatch to the hold. There's an access hatch under the shelter deck, and so the auklets are just pouring down this thing like water when I got there. So I had to. That was the first thing I had to do, was get that hatch shut. So then, as soon as I got the hatch shut, I shuffled my way over to where the light switches were and turned off all the aft deck lights.
When the lights shut down, the birds stopped flocking toward the 130-foot boat and began jumping back into the sea. The crew herded them off through the holes used for draining water. Of the thousands of birds on board, there were only about a dozen casualties. 20 more birds stowed away in the hold all the way to Unalaska and had to be removed by hand.
Put the old Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, to shame.
Magone says bird strikes are common, though they aren't usually so large. When they are, they can destabilize the boat and block the drainage holes. The best way to minimize bird strikes is to turn off all of the lights on the ship you can without impacting your safety. If you have to remove the birds by hand, release them in groups rather than one by one so they have a better chance of survival. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.